January 30, 2008. From Engineering News in Johannesburg, I am Matthew Hill. In our lead story this week, South Africa has unveiled plans to cut the country's electricity consumption by 10% over the next 6 months in an attempt to deal with the prevailing power crisis. This new plan comes as industry and mines took a hammering this week when Eskom could not guarantee uninterrupted supply, forcing many companies to suspend operations. The program will initially center on load shedding and preemptive load curtailment, but will later introduce power rationing. This latest plan will run in conjunction with government's electricity conservation program, which hopes to save 3,500 megawatts through interventions such as solar power, efficient lighting, metering, and fuel switching. But despite the electricity situation being declared a national emergency and making international news headlines, the government insists that power constraints are not deterring investment. Public Enterprises Minister Alec Owen.
This is a relatively temporary situation, and what we're going to do is manage our way through it to make sure that we sustain the growth trajectory of this economy, because its potential remains absolutely massive, and the plans for medium to long-term power supply are very significant indeed, very big, and we're very fortunate as an economy that we can build these large energy systems.
The country's power crisis is also taking its toll on the steel industry, with its largest producer warning that it cannot meet its clients' demands. ArcelorMittal South Africa CEO Rick Riato says that the company's output will take a knock of 300,000 tons if the electricity supply problems continue for 2 more weeks. A Johannesburg-based analyst describes the situation as disappointing and says the company may have to reconsider its expansion plans. He also says that fears of a short-term steel shortage are indeed warranted. Petrochemicals giant Sasol has resumed normal production capacity at its plants producing transportation fuels to feed the inland region, laying to rest concerns that the country's pumps may run dry. But while a short-term shortage may not be an immediate threat, experts warn that a huge liquid fuel shortage is looming as a result of the country's economic growth patterns. Independent power producer IPSA has signed a deal with the Central Energy Fund for a key role to the integrated energy project being developed at the Kuche Industrial Development Zone in the Eastern Cape. Under the agreement, IPSA will install a 521-megawatt open-cycle gas turbine plant and will look at building 4 more plants with the same capacity. Also in this week's Engineering News Online, global defense group BAE Systems will transfer the development and production of the new Pinzgauer military vehicles to the group's Benoni site. Cement producer PPC says growth in regional cement demand will cool this year, following double-digit rates for the past few years. Global steel output reached a new record in 2007, growing to 1.34 billion tons. This is an increase of 7.5% from 2006, and the 5th consecutive year that steel production grew by more than 7%. And in this week's Engineering News magazine, out on Friday, read our cover story on Africa's presence in space. We also have in-depth coverage of South Africa's current power instability deepening into an economic crisis and some of the short-term measures that can be put in place to help both reduce demand and increase supply. Finally, don't miss our features on materials handling and logistics and gas. That's a roundup of this week's stories on Cream Media's Engineering News. For more on these and other stories, visit engineeringnews.co.za.